rest of the story. There's a man on the roof of his house. All around his house, up to the gutters, is water, and he is screaming, not in desperation. Those recent desperate hours he has spent in cold, sweaty silence. No, the man on the roof is screaming now to attract the attention of a potential rescuer. And yes, the rescuer does know he is there now. The rescuer is swimming toward the nearly engulfed house. Even at a distance, their eyes have met. The man flails his arms. He's shouting for joy now. His ordeal is almost over. Because of an individual that you are about to meet. Last year, 1994, was a year California wants to forget. Earthquakes, fires, mudslides drop. Then in January, ceaseless rains. Wheela Watkins is a resident of Imperial Beach, California, in the valley of the Tijuana River. That river, normally 3 feet across, was a mile wide. California decorated the graves of many heroes and heroines last year, but many who were spared owe their lives to Wheela Watkins. Wheela, with a backpack and dragging a cartload of airlifted food, rescued stranded horses and dogs. When a youngster was walking into the path of a rattlesnake, Wheela Watkins jumped between them and took the rattlesnake bite herself. Recovered from that, she returned to the flood front as the second wave hit, then a third. Again and again, Wheela, weary but unrelenting, was searching for the missing, rescuing the stranded, directing the fleeing across treacherous waters. And those who could not speak English, she led across. Wheela seemed to have a knack for finding safe paths, even through shoulder-deep waters. The organized rescue efforts during California's most devastating flooding are commendable. The individual efforts of Wheela Watkins are incalculable. She was responsible for the rescue of many animals, more than a dozen horses, dozens of dogs. She has an instinct where dogs are concerned, because Wheela is one. Wheela lives with Lori and Daniel Watkins in Imperial Beach. This family pet has been awarded no medals for her efforts during last year's floods, though some of us will seek further recognition. She did receive a citation and a silver bowl from a dog food manufacturer. Good Housekeeping magazine applauded her, but she has won an even greater prize. Mr. Watkins, Daniel, has conceded that she may now sleep where she has always preferred. So she now shares the bed with Lori and Dan. And one thing more, heroic Wheela Watkins is a dog whose breed has been maligned because of human mishandlers, whose breed is bred and trained contrary to their inherently gentle nature. What I'm saying is that heroic Wheela Watkins is a pit bull. Now you know the rest of the story.